Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Batman. Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Well, hello, hello, avid droners. How is your flight experience going today? Well, I hope to warm it up for you and answer some more great Ask Drone You questions on today's epic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul, and I gotta say, this guy has called in multiple times. He has asked some good questions. And now he has a very simple question, and it's a shameless plug for Drone You too, but he's got a good question, and I hope this helps you. So here we go.
Hi guys, this is Brett Paul here in Illinois. I asked you guys a few questions before in the past. I just had a simple one. I don't know if you have anything in your site or with the classes where you could help build something like an SB900 spreading wings. And I'm just wondering if you build it yourself, if you guys have an idea how much you could save over buying a complete kit that's already ready to fly. I have a DJI Inspire and a DJI Phantom 3 and a DJI Phantom 2 Plus, a Vision Plus rather. But I'm looking to have the camera, the GH4, the Panasonic GH4. I'm looking to get something a little bit bigger where I can put this camera on it. Just to use it for other purposes, and this is something I want to do maybe through a winter project where I have a little bit more downtime. So just looking to see if you guys have anything on that as far as if your classes cover that, and maybe you guys already know how much money you might be able to save building it yourself. Other than that, thanks for the podcast.
Well, thank you so much, Brett. I'm glad you listen to the podcast. I'm glad you contribute to the podcast by asking questions. Are you like Brett? Are you a DIY guy? Do you love taking trips to Home Depot on the weekend? Or maybe your local electronics store? Or maybe your local drone store? Well, if you're a lot like him, you're like me, you love to build stuff. And more specifically, you love to build things that fly. But the question comes down to, when you do things like this, is can I get it at a better quality than if I build it myself? Will it be more reliable if it's built by someone else? Can I trust the bird when it's in the air, even though I built it? Well, it depends on who you are. Some guys I know are so confident in their building capabilities that they just want to build it themselves. Other guys I know, like there's a guy up here in Santa Fe, you know, he built his own S900 and he dumped it a few times before he got it all tuned up, dialed in, and ready to fly. And you know, for this type of thing, for me, what it comes down to is, you know, if I wasn't a part of Drone You and I could just do like you guys do and kind of do whatever I want, I would probably buy an S900 fully built. Why? Because it's the liability. If something's wrong and something doesn't work correctly, I can call that person or company and say, hey, look, you know, the gimbal's not balanced correctly. You've got a burned out ESC or one of these motors, the coils aren't actually lined up. For me, that's what I would do. For some guys, they would rather, you know, build it themselves and know how every part and piece works, which I think is great. With my first drone, the Phantom 1, you know, I built onto that. I loved it. It was a lot of fun. But the basic airframe, the ESCs, the motors, they were all put together. So I could really trust it and really fly it whenever I wanted to. And here's something that I have noticed, and I want you guys to notice as well, or just try to think about this. I think the reason that I am a good pilot actually comes down to how much you can trust your vehicle. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean, as I was progressing through this industry and as I was progressing as a pilot, I had a consistent platform. I had a platform that I could consistently trust on. I had consistent controls, and I had a consistent basis of information that would always be available to me while I was flying. Because of the consistency throughout the airframe, throughout the flight parameters and how it flew, I was really able to hone in my skills, my touch, and my sensitivity on the sticks while I was flying. Now, when you build something yourself, and if you're tinkering with it and you're getting it up to flying speed, it takes a little bit longer to gain that trust, to gain that respect for the vehicle. And also, it takes a lot longer to hone in and fine tune your flying skills. Now, this is why I think that there are so many pilots who are flying feature films, who are doing these big movies, that frankly suck at you know, doing anything more than a straight up and down shot side to side or a pan across. I'm not impressed. And I think it's because they don't have the stick time like you would get if you had a Phantom 2 and Inspire 1 and you have the consistent vehicle to practice on consistently to really know the vehicle inside and out. How much elevation it's going to lose when you're doing a full hard banking turn at 30 miles an hour. Those little nuances are going to make the biggest difference in how you fly. So, Brett, what I would tell you is I would buy it from someone else. I'm not going to tell you who to buy it from. There are a lot of great people out there. I've heard horror stories from just about everyone. I would check out Carrie Garrison over at Multicopter Warehouse. He's a great guy. Those guys really know how to put stuff together, and they really take care of it. They know the technology inside and out. And those are the type of people that I would want to work with, someone who understands the technology inside and out. Now, that being said, I understand why you want to fly the GH4. And I only say that because in the last week, I've had 3 phone calls now from different producers for TV and feature films. And they're always trying to match the red footage. And they said the best match they've seen is either Inspire 1 or the GH4, more specifically the GH4 when it comes to color and quality. But while I was talking to a DP on the phone just a week or two ago, he told me, you know, sometimes the quality of the subject and the cinematography outweighs the quality of the camera. Meaning if you're beautiful, smooth, complex flight motion with your complex tilts and pans on your camera all comes together flawlessly while a vehicle is getting blown up by a helicopter, that subject is going to overcome the quality of the footage because it looks so cool and people are more focused on what's going on rather than, you know, how blue is the sky. So, you know, I understand the point to the GH4 as far as quality and color. Don't forget your Inspire 1 can definitely take care of a lot of that footage depending on how good you are of a pilot. Like, what is your skill in cinematography? I'm not talking about videographers. I'm talking about cinematography. I'm talking about you are making a story of motion. So shouldn't the camera have motion as well and use that motion to tell a story? It's ideas like that that I would like to convey to more and more aerial cinematographers, aerial videographers. Tell the story through motion. It is a motion picture, isn't it? Anyway, that being said, how much money can you save if you're buying an S900 straight up or you're building it yourself? We've done the financial breakdown, and depending on where you're buying and what parts you're buying, it's anywhere from, say, $1,500 to about $2,500. But with that $1,500, you're putting the liability and onus on them. Make sure that if you do buy an S900 pre-built that's ready to fly, it's been flight tested. The motors have been tested. IMU has been calibrated. You know, when you get that S900 right away, make sure you run all those calibrations again. You just want to make sure that everything is really covered, buttoned up. You crossed your T's, you dotted your I's, because when you got 10K in the sky, it's a little nerve wracking, and you have to overcome that fear in order to ever fly well enough for it to work. So Brett, I hope that helps you in your build. You know, the other thing I would tell you is if they figured out a good dampening system for the Ronin M gimbal, you may think about using a Ronin M gimbal over the Z15 Zenmuse gimbal. I only say that because you save another $1,000, but I haven't seen a good dampening system for the Ronin M just yet. We've got a Ronin M coming in tomorrow, so I will let you know what we think. I will also let you know, well, if it's really possible to fly, because we've got a drone that can fly it. So I will let you know, my friend. Anyway, thank you so much for your question. Guys, if you have a question, don't be afraid to go to AskDroneU.com. Don't be afraid to use the keyword, and Polar Pro to get free filters for your Inspire 1 or your Phantom 3. I've got some to give away, and I'm just waiting for someone to use the keyword Polar Pro. Anyway, I just want to say a huge shout out and thank you to Polar Pro for supporting this podcast, for supporting myself taking flight on Instagram. They always give me some really cool stuff. And man, my footage definitely looks better. I was using their stuff before I even got offered a sponsorship. So I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you to you listeners out there. You know, we do this because we love to fly. And check out our weekly webinar where we go super deep on the information you need to know to increase the value of your footage, the value of your portfolio, and the ability for you to make more money flying drones. Well, guys, that's going to do it for me today. My name is Paul, and this is Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.